Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. The Millionaire Mind by Thomas J. Stanley explores how everyday millionaires think, decide, and build wealth over time. Known for research-driven work on affluent households, Stanley focuses less on flashy success stories and more on measurable patterns, attitudes towards spending, work, education, risk, and long-term planning. The book frames wealth as the outcome of behavior and values rather than luck or extreme income. Readers are guided through the mindsets that tend to accompany financial independence, including disciplined consumption, preference for ownership over status, and a willingness to do unglamorous work consistently. Rather than offering quick tricks, the emphasis is on aligning goals with habits, understanding the trade-offs behind prosperity, and recognizing cultural myths that confuse income with wealth. For anyone curious about what separates people who accumulate assets from those who merely appear successful, the book provides a structured lens to evaluate personal choices and build a more durable financial life. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, wealth is built by behavior, not by image. A central theme is the distinction between looking rich and being wealthy. The book highlights how many high earners can remain financially fragile when spending rises to match income, while many millionaires maintain modest lifestyles that protect their ability to save and invest. This idea challenges status-driven consumption. Expensive cars, luxury brands, and oversized homes may signal success, but they can also drain cash flow and delay wealth accumulation. Stanley focuses on the psychological and cultural forces that encourage people to buy symbols of success, then contrasts them with the practical choices of people who prioritize net worth. The topic pushes readers to evaluate purchases through opportunity cost, what a recurring expense prevents you from owning later. It also encourages redefining success in terms of freedom, options, and resilience rather than external validation. By shifting attention from appearances to assets, readers learn to favor decisions that compound over time, including living below means, avoiding lifestyle inflation, and preserving capital for investments and business ownership. Secondly, spending discipline and budgeting as a wealth engine, the book treats budgeting and conscious spending as foundational, not restrictive. Instead of framing a budget as deprivation, it is presented as a tool for directing money toward priorities, savings, investing, debt reduction, and family goals. Stanley's approach emphasizes that many millionaires are not obsessive penny pinchers, but they are selective and intentional. They often negotiate, comparison shop, and avoid paying premiums for convenience or prestige when it does not add real value. This topic also explores how small financial leaks become large barriers when repeated for years, especially when combined with consumer debt. Readers are encouraged to build systems that make good choices easier, such as automating savings, tracking categories that tend to balloon, and setting clear thresholds for major purchases. The broader lesson is that financial control is less about complex tactics and more about consistent execution. Over time, disciplined spending increases investable surplus, which then compounds into long-term wealth and greater personal freedom. Thirdly, career choices, self-employment, and the value of ownership, Stanley often connects wealth accumulation to how people structure their work life and income streams. While high income can help, the book suggests that certain career behaviors and environments more reliably support wealth building, including stable earnings, controllable expenses, and opportunities for equity. This topic emphasizes the role of self-employment and business ownership, not as a guaranteed path, but as a common pattern among many affluent households. Ownership can turn effort into an appreciating asset, especially when paired with disciplined reinvestment and prudent risk management. The book also stresses that wealth tends to follow competence and perseverance in unglamorous fields, where consistent execution and customer value matter more than prestige. Readers can apply this by evaluating their own career path. Are you acquiring scarce skills, building a reputation, and creating leverage through equity, partnerships, or scalable work? The message is practical: focus on productivity, value creation, and ownership opportunities rather than chasing titles that come with expensive lifestyles. Fourthly, education, children, and financial socialization. Another major theme is how family decisions shape long-term financial outcomes, especially around education and parenting. The book discusses how affluent households often emphasize financial responsibility, independence, and accountability in children rather than providing unlimited financial support. This topic looks at education as both an investment and a potential financial strain if choices are made for prestige rather than fit and return. It encourages families to consider cost, career outcomes, and the student's commitment when selecting schools, and to avoid decisions that create unnecessary debt burdens. The broader point is that wealth is often preserved and expanded through values transmitted at home, work ethic, frugality, and an understanding of money as a tool. Readers can apply this by setting expectations about earning, saving, and contributing, and by teaching practical skills such as budgeting and delayed gratification. Done well, financial socialization reduces entitlement, strengthens resilience, and helps the next generation build competence rather than dependency. Lastly, risk, investing, and patience as competitive advantages, the book frames wealth building as a long game where patience often beats prediction. Rather than promoting constant trading or speculative shortcuts, the emphasis is on consistent saving, prudent investing, and the willingness to let compounding work. This topic highlights how many millionaires approach risk. They may take calculated risks in business or investment, but they also avoid catastrophic risks that could wipe out progress. That means maintaining adequate reserves, limiting consumer debt, and making decisions that keep future options open. It also addresses the importance of aligning investments with personal temperament and time horizon, because behavior during downturns often matters more than selecting perfect assets. Readers are encouraged to build repeatable processes, invest regularly, rebalance when needed, and avoid chasing hype. The competitive advantage is emotional discipline, especially during volatility when fear and excitement can cause costly mistakes. By focusing on patience, diversification, and consistency, individuals can create a durable wealth plan that does not depend on extraordinary timing or insider knowledge. In conclusion, this book is best for readers who want a realistic, research-oriented view of wealth building, including professionals, entrepreneurs, and families trying to improve their financial direction. It is also a strong fit for anyone tired of motivational financial advice that celebrates luxury instead of stability. The benefit to the reader's life is practical. It helps you replace vague goals like being successful with concrete behaviors that increase net worth over time. By emphasizing spending discipline, thoughtful career strategy, and long-term investing habits, the book supports less stress, greater resilience, and more freedom of choice. It can also improve family decision-making by encouraging healthier attitudes toward money, education costs, and self-sufficiency. Compared to similar personal finance titles, the value lies in its focus on patterns commonly seen among people who actually accumulate wealth, not merely those who earn a lot or sell excitement. The book encourages durable principles, live below your means, be intentional with consumption, seek ownership where possible, and play the long game. If you want guidance that rewards steady execution and aligns money with independence, it is worth buying as a grounded counterweight to hype-driven wealth promises. If you would like to support Thomas J. Stanley, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.